welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's 65-6 win against Versailles. When you had a chance to look on film, what were some things that jumped out at you?
Energy rough out the start. We played all three phases really strong. We finished really strong, and then allowing our younger players to get in and then playing at a high level. I was really impressed with that.
I was going to say, one of the things I did want to address is the ability for all three phases to score touchdowns, not only in the game, but as early as they did. I mean, you have Dylan with a long touchdown run that was Dylan-esque, where he was going one way, changed directions, and found the hole to get through. On defense, you have Bryson Varner literally just stripping the ball away from the running back and running it the other way for a touchdown. Then you have Joey Wilde taking advantage of the safety where they're kicking off from the 20, and he has that 60-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, it's 23-0, 4 minutes into the game, and all three phases had scored.
And actually, on Thursdays, we practice Thursday morning. Thursday after school, we have our team meeting, and we go over our goals and expectations. And there were two goals that we had met, but we really want to stress was a defensive score and a special team score. And those were two things. One, Coach Butler wanting his defensive score, and putting a thought in our process that, mm-hmm. Hey, 90% of the time when a defense scores, you win a game. So that was hit that one, and then Coach Terp really challenged our kickoff return team on Thursday at meeting, saying that we've returned one every year for touchdown. People don't want to kick to us because of it. We haven't done that. We haven't been very good at it. And lo and behold, the second one we get our hands on, we take to the house. So, good execution of our players of something that was brought to their attention.
And you already mentioned the JV players, and that was something I also wanted to ask you about because, last Friday was probably about the most reps I think I've seen a Blair Oaks JV team get because you're able to get them in there with about 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. And it was just a big weekend for them because they got to play a lot on Friday night, and also they turned around and played a Rolla JV team and shut them out at home. So a big weekend for the JV team.
Well, you get a lot of players on film. And with the evaluation of film with the coaches, and what we did is we took our ones and they had to sit next to whoever took their spot, and they had to be like a second coach in the room on film. And it gives them ownership not only to the ones of having to tell them what they're seeing, but twos being able to become a teammate with the one. So we felt like that really worked out well. But then we turned around and we played Rolla on Monday night, and it just seemed like the acceleration just pedal just kept on, and they just played really well. I was very impressed with our JV on Monday night. That was a huge win for us.
Okay, and then this week's opponent in Eldon, a road trip down there. What have you learned about this Mustang team from watching them on film?
Big offensive line. 350 is the nose guard, or at the center. The two tackles are 6'4 and 6'5. One's 285, one's 295. Their two guards are very good. Their quarterback is electric. We told the team earlier, he's not Dylan, but he isn't far off. He can really throw the ball on command. And what I mean by that is he's very good in their offense. They're not a throwing football team out of the wing tee, but I think he's almost at 900 yards passing, which is unheard of for that type of offense. So that means he's extremely accurate, and he can throw the ball to any area of the field. The general running back reminds me of the Thunderbird from School of the Osage. Not very big, extremely fast, extremely well-balanced, and will hit a hole and will beat through. So very, very effective offensively. They scored a bunch of points offensively. Defensively, they're going to line up in 3-4, and they try to come after you a little bit with their outside backers, and they do a good job defensively. They've played very well this year.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, we're gonna talk about last week, and we're going to talk about the 65-6 win against Versailles, but we're going to do it probably in a different way than we normally do. Let's talk a lot about the JV players, because the JV players got a lot of time last week and then got a lot of time a couple days after that.
See, and that's why I made my Take Two story mostly about the JV, because, again, the offense, the first team, they were up 51-0 4 minutes in the second quarter, so you knew that at some point the JV players were going to get in there probably before halftime. And
right.
Sure enough, here they come in. And the thing is, Versailles only dressed 23 players. So this was an opportunity not only put in your JV, but in a blowout, if a team has a pretty deep roster, they're also going to put in their JV. So it's going to be JV versus JV. For Blair Oaks, this was actually a somewhat unique opportunity because you're going to put your JV in against another team's varsity. I mean, it's not like Versailles can – they don't have a deep bench, so it's not like they can
right.
they could sub out and put in JV players. So, that I mean, they got a lot of playing time that, you know, they gave up one touchdown in the final minute in the first half, but to their – to you know, I really don't think that's a knock on Blair Oaks' JV. I mean, Versailles got the ball on the Blair Oaks 35 and had a short field and just made a nice fourth down conversion. And then the touchdown pass came on, like, third down and long, I believe. Scored a touchdown on its final possession of the game, the Blair Oaks JV offense did. I'll tell you what, I mean, if I would say on that drive at least four players got the first varsity carry. So it was not, you know, Hayden Lackman coming in there, even though he's still only a freshman, playing with his other classmates. It was, you know, let's get, like, some of these other younger guys in there and get them an opportunity to see what they can do. And
sure.
They look pretty good. And, again, because Versailles has low numbers, they didn't have a JV team this season. So Blair Oaks went out looking and was able to get Rolla to come to town this past Monday. And, you know, busy week for a JV, and they got a 35-0 win out of that game. So I would argue probably one of the best weeks for Blair Oaks' JV football team. And not only that, but the thing Coach LePage harped on earlier in the interview is it's an opportunity for them to watch themselves on film.
Sure.
And against varsity players. And one of the things I like they point out is, look, we put the JV player next to the varsity player that they came in for, and they observed the film together. I thought that was kind of a cool thing to do. So
yeah.
That way, if they have questions, they can just turn to the side and talk to the guy that they
yeah.
came in for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, the end result is Blair Oaks moves to 6-0 like we thought, 4-0 in the Tri-County. Now they travel to Eldon tonight, 7 o'clock start. It's an Eldon team that's 3-3 overall and 1-3 in the Tri-County, and it's kind of an Eldon team that's heading in the wrong direction at the wrong time.
They are. I mean, they, again, two good non-conference wins. Well, they start off with a nice, sizable win against Fulton, I believe, and won on the final play of the game against Owensville, and that has always been a good week two game just because it's almost always close, Eldon and Owensville.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a shootout, sometimes it's like it was this year, and then they come in and put down 75 points on Versailles
right.
in their conference opener. And again, I think they faced the school of the Osage team at the wrong time because that Osage team was hungry for that
right.
first win.
Yeah.
And to be fair, since Osage played Blair Oaks in week three, they have not lost. So
I would like to look back over the annals of history if I had enough time and an infinite amount of time to see if you could ever find a weirder disparity in scores than that. Week one, they score 75 in their conference opener. Week two, Eldon scores 0.
Yeah.
So you literally have a difference of 75 points from one conference
right.
opponent to the next. That's just stunning. And it's like, sure, you can throw that one. It's maybe a blip because you go, okay, 28-0. Maybe Osage just had the better of that one. But then they've lost 44-14, you know, to Hallsville and 42-20 to Southern Boone. So it's not like they came back and had a couple of close losses. It's you know, pretty decisive wins for the last three games for their last three opponents.
And talking with Coach LePage, I mean, he said in that next game after the Osage loss, he said Hallsville came out and played a great game. And,
okay.
I mean, it is a Hallsville team that's been a little bit up and down here and there, a little bit inconsistent. But, it's still a good Hallsville team, and they just played well in that game. And Southern Boone, to Eldon's credit, they were, Hunter Hess, their quarterback, was injured, did not play last week. I'm not sure if he's going to play tonight or
okay.
not. I think Blair Oaks is under the assumption that, yes, he will be back and they will play. Again, that's not in Southern Boone's homecoming, and Southern Boone just came out, and I think they jumped out to a 28-0 lead.
Okay.
That's almost impossible in high school football nowadays to overcome. But,
sure.
Again, it's just one of those things where they're playing a lot of tough teams in a row. I mean, here's the thing. Even after the Blair Oaks game, Eldon still has to play, I believe, California and Boonville.
Right.
So those are going to be tough ones. So, it's going to be rough going if they do win those first three and then are unable to get another win heading into the postseason.
So it's two teams heading in vastly different directions.
Right.
If you're Blair Oaks, how do you keep things heading in the same directions that they're heading right now with Blair Oaks going up and Eldon going down?
I think you try to work on some of the same things that you've been working on. The passing game has gotten much more consistent. I mean, we're to the point where I think Dylan Harris for the season completed about 70% of his passes. Okay. But, you know, he had a rough couple of games where he was completing only 50, and lately he's been completing about 80% of those passes. The thing is, run game, we didn't really have to see a whole lot from him. I think he had that 50 or 51-yard rushing touchdown the first play of the game, and he never carried the ball again okay. because he didn't need to.
Right.
So it's an opportunity. I think if you're Blair Oaks, maybe, I mean, Hayden Lackman has put up consistent numbers. I mean, I know he's only had one 100-yard rushing performance, but again, you know, it's kind of hard to get those consistently when Dylan Hare can run for 200 or 300 right. yards.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see if they try to get more consistent carries out of him and see if they can get him 15 to 20 carries a game for these next three games. And that way, you head into the postseason. Yes, you know Dylan Hare can run the ball, but man, if you also have the opportunity to have Hayden Lackman run the ball 15, 20 times, that would also be great for this offense.
Yeah. So I think the offense is not a cause for concern, and really, frankly, the defense is playing phenomenal, yes. too, lately. So,
yeah.
But if from the defensive side of the ball, what do they maybe have to be concerned about tonight with the Mustangs?
I mean, again, I think the one thing that they have to like is that they're seeing the wing T for the fourth time in seven games this
sure.
season. They haven't seen it since week three, but the weird thing is, you know, passing-wise out of the wing T, one of the things I've noticed over the past is that when wing T offenses play Blair Oaks, one exception would be Maryville in the 2017 state semifinal game. Teams throw more often than they normally would out okay. of the wing T.
Sure.
Let's take a look at this year, for example. I mean, Maryville wing T offense, week one, they attempted like 32, 33 passes. Week two, Lutheran North, same thing. And Osage, maybe not quite as many passes, but they still probably threw the ball more often than usual. If Hunter Hess is back, I mean, he has shown that he's a very good passing quarterback.
Okay.
So it will be very interesting to see when Blair Oaks had their struggles was, you know, really when they saw, you know, Maryville threw a whole lot more out of the wing T in week one. I do think that was just an example of Blair Oaks being caught a little bit off guard, and maybe that won't be such an issue this week, but you never know. I mean, Eldon is a team that they've got a couple of nice receivers, and I think they could really, if we see the passing game that they showed in the first few weeks of the season, you know what, that could present a challenge for the Blair Oaks secondary.
So do we think this is just maybe a generational shift, or is this an adaptation, or is this just teams trying to be a little more diversified, or is it solely just when they play Blair Oaks they
yeah.
do this thing? I mean, are we seeing maybe wing T's offense is just trying to become more varied than they have been?
You know, that was one of the questions I did pose to Coach LePage after our interview was, you know, because that trend. And he was like, I think it's more of like, you know, teams just want to add a wrinkle or two to the wing T. I mean, for the reason why Maryville only passed the ball once in that 2017 game was because they were running at will against
sure.
Blair Oaks. There was
sure.
no need to pass.
Right.
But if, you know, Blair Oaks has seen the wing T offense so much that they can find ways to scheme against that.
Yeah.
And therefore, if teams have to punt on their first few possessions, well, then they want to try something different and throw the ball.
Sure.
With them throwing the ball more often now, I think they're able to add that in to their offense even in the first series or the second series. It's not all run dominant. So I do think it is a trend with that we're seeing teams throw the ball more. I mean, the exception is if you're watching maybe the Capital State or Jeff State, which they just love to run the football. And, I mean, if you're running the ball that well, keep doing it. Why
right.
stop? But if you have a quarterback that can throw the ball and you run a wing T offense, why not throw 15 times a game? I mean, it would take a little bit of pressure, I would think, off your offensive line from having to, you know, run some of the different patterns with the counter runs and whatnot, and maybe be a little bit more consistent. So just be kind of interesting to see what Eldon does with that this week.
Yeah. Well, we're 2/3 of the way through the season, and at this point in season, sometimes injuries start to rack up. You know, I'll just ask you, one, how's the health of the team? Or I guess maybe two, I should just ask you, how's the health of the JV squad after their last busy week? Because they're probably the ones who took more bumps and bruises in the last week.
I mean, as far as I can tell, talking with Coach LePage, they're fine. Obviously, you know, Jake Hagner with a knee injury is still out for the year. You know, the running back's also the original starting running back is also out for the year. The one who got injured in the jamboree. But other than that, I mean, just the typical bumps and bruises. I mean, nothing too serious that some of the other area teams around here have been going through. So
right.
far, I'd say Blair Oaks is very fortunate.
Okay, all right, I'll just give it to you pointedly. Who comes out on top tonight?
Oh
Blair Oaks comes out on top. Yeah. I kind of want to stick with them only allowing 14 points because really, I mean, they gave up 42 to Maryville. They shut out Lutheran North, and since then they've held teams, two touchdowns or less. I'll give Eldon a couple of scores, but and honestly, you got to pick Blair Oaks to keep scoring in the 50s because that's what they're supposed to be doing. So I'm going to go with 56-14 again.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.